Today's episode is brought to you by our newest sponsor, ThredUp, the largest online thrift store where fashion meets sustainability. Imagine finding brands like Free People, Madewell, Patagonia, Zara, and Lululemon all at up to 90% off retail. ThredUp makes it easy to shop your favorite names in fashion without the hefty price tag, all while giving clothes a second life. So if you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, our listeners get an exclusive offer. 45% off plus free shipping on your first order. Just visit divorcebeyond.com/ThredUp. That's ThredUp. Whether it's updating your style or finding unique pieces, ThredUp has something for everyone, sustainably and affordably. Check it out at divorcebeyond.com/ThredUp, and let's make fashion feel good again. Now on to today's program.
Coming up on today's episode of the Divorce and Beyond podcast.
This is a normal life transition that nobody should ever have to stay in an unhappy or an unhealthy relationship just because they fear for their safety or bankruptcy. It just isn't what we want for ourselves, our children, or our families.
Hello, and welcome to the Divorce and Beyond podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host. As a top divorce attorney and family law mediator for 30 years, I know what you need to know to get through your divorce, and most importantly, how to move beyond it to thrive and transition to your new future. My experts and I are here to give you the insider view into the process, so listen in for the wisdom and expert information you need on your journey through divorce and beyond. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host. And listeners, we have a special episode today because we have Aaron Levine back with us. You guys may remember Aaron joined us 2 years ago for an episode called the FYI on DIY Divorce, because Aaron is the founder and CEO of Hello Divorce. And you all know, I talk about it all the time. You know how much I love Hello Divorce, but I'm absolutely delighted to have Aaron back on the show, because since we did that first episode where we were talking about all the wonderful things that Hello Divorce can do for you in your divorce, so much has changed and so much more is happening. So Aaron is here taking time out of, I just called her a mogul, and I'm going to say, when she and I first started talking about Hello Divorce, it was Aaron. Was Hello Divorce. She may have had one or two people helping her out, but now she's got, I think, 25 people on the Hello Divorce team, and they're growing every day. And that is because a Hello Divorce divorce is a new way to get divorced from the ground up. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So first, thank you so much, Aaron, for taking time out of your busy mogul day to join me. And we can talk about all of the exciting things that are happening for you, and really importantly, for my listeners in the world of divorce.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited to be here. I cannot believe it's been 2 years since we recorded that episode. That just blows my mind. But yes, I'm an avid listener of your podcast, as you know, because every time I hear an episode, you get a text or an email from me about what I enjoyed most. So this is really exciting. And I hope that, you know, we can talk through a lot of great resources and discussion points that will resonate with your listeners.
Yeah, well, and there's so much for them to know about both Hello Divorce, what it offers, but this isn't like an advertisement for Hello Divorce, folks. I mean, that's actually the difference between Hello Divorce and perhaps some other online resources, I'll say. Hello Divorce is actually like the place you can go to get everything that you need all the way around divorce. But I do want to mention, because in the 2 years, it's not like we haven't seen each other. In fact, you have been honored with some of the top awards in the world of law and legal tech in the last 2 years. I saw you here a year and a half ago in Chicago. I had to buy my way into the building for the ABA's tech show to see you receive the Legal Tech Visionary Award. You've received so many more awards since then. And drumroll, please, everybody, just a few weeks ago, Fast Company, the magazine, named Hello Divorce as one of the most innovative companies for 2024 in the country. That's a list, guys, with like OpenAI on it, NVIDIA, Taylor Swift Productions, and Hello Divorce. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, the team is super, super excited. That one was very, very meaningful. We're very excited.
Well, I mean, and they put you in, you know, the space of making real social change. That's why you're on the list.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's so wild about it is, as you know, when we first launched, we received so much hate mail. We had Facebook messages and posts and emails, and even somehow people found our cell phone numbers and would say just terrible things to us about how now that we're somehow making divorce easier, everyone was going to go out and get one, and how we were breaking down marriage and family. It was really awful. We even reached out to journalists early on to try to gain some publicity, and we were told by certain journalists that they only write about social good. And because we were in the divorce industry, they wouldn't even look at our pitch. So it's been a complete shift over the last couple of years. And it's really exciting to know that we're actually being seen for what our mission actually is, which is to help people empower a better life ahead. That this is a normal life transition, that nobody should ever have to stay in an unhappy or an unhealthy relationship just because they fear for their safety or bankruptcy. It just isn't what we want for ourselves, our children, or our families.
You know, as we know, the other thing I didn't mention in this intro, but Aaron is a very successful family law attorney, has her own law firm, Levine Family Law, up in the Bay Area of San Francisco, practices, I think, from the side of you do some private judging at this point in time.
That's
I
right.
think, Aaron, right?
Yes.
But which is also, a way of making the divorce process better in and of itself. But really, Hello Divorce is changing the experience of divorce. That's what I want people to understand from this episode. It is not the usual divorce just done with a little technology online with some form filling help like TurboTax. That is not what we are talking about. Hello Divorce is changing people's experience of the process for the better. Right? So I saw a post you all had on LinkedIn today, and it said there's divorce and then there's a Hello Divorce divorce. And I just want people to know those are two very different things. And, you know, I just said to you, I hope that within 20 years or less, a Hello Divorce divorce becomes the divorce of norm, the divorce that people understand is available to them. But take us back. Take us back to 2019 when you got started. This is when you and I actually first met, mm-hmm. right in those early days. I thought you were brilliant at that moment, and now I just know it's true. But what brought this about? What was the gap you were trying to fill? What was the, because you had a successful law firm. Why were you trying to shake things up?
Yeah, Susan was only the second person I pitched who actually listened and encouraged me. And that was after pitching over close to 200 people who were like, don't do it. This is crazy. And I have to admit that early on, the goal was not to change the entire experience. The goal early on was to build a cheaper alternative to a lawyer. 80% of people could not afford an attorney. And my initial goal was to ensure that they had access to legal help. There are such significant financial, emotional, familial consequences associated with divorce. You talk about them on your show all the time. And the divorce process is so complicated. And I wanted to ensure that people had access to quality legal assistance, whether or not they could afford a lawyer. What we found as I entered the world of design and development and research was that even the people that could afford a lawyer, even after interviewing hundreds and hundreds of people that did have a lawyer and did receive good legal advice, they weren't happy with their experience for the most part. That there were some really big problems within the $50 billion a year divorce court industry itself. And that's what started us off on this journey to build an experience from the ground up that was very different from the adversarial, opaque, build and ramp up conflict instead of help to sort it out divorce that we all know. So two things in addition to the 80% of people who couldn't afford divorce were on my mind. One was what I just stated, the piece about people not being happy with the divorce experience, even if they won, maybe got that extra $20 a month in child support or an extra night of custody, leaving the divorce experience feeling like they couldn't co-parent with their ex or feeling like they didn't have hope for their next chapter, which is why we divorce in the first place. We don't divorce so that we can have a worse life, right? We divorce because we want a better life. And then the third being that divorce is a huge life transition. It's a huge life transformation. And I love my lawyers. We have many that work for us, but lawyers, the legal system, are bullies. We take over and we spend all of our time focusing on legal rights when there is so much more that goes into the transition. Everything from changing your health insurance many times to dividing your retirement accounts in a way that you don't suffer tax consequences, to deciding where you'll live and whether or not you'll keep your home and when you'll start dating and whether you'll introduce your spouse or your ex-spouse to your new partner. There was no one place, one platform you could go to find resources for all of these things in one place and manage that life transition. And to me, having that stress of having to go to a million different places just to manage one thing that's going on in your life was too much. And so we set out to build an experience that allowed you maybe not to do everything in one place, but to have a guide that could help you find everything you need at the very least. And in many cases, tackle the vast majority of those things right from the same dashboard that you complete your legal action with.
I mean, it kind of grew organically, right? You started with that needing legal help. But as we all know, and I have talked about a million times on this show, is divorce is not just one thing. Divorce is, yes, there's a legal aspect to it. But unfortunately, that legal aspect takes on far too big a role in the process. And that is perpetuated. We're both lawyers. We can say this, folks. It's perpetuated by the lawyers and the legal system that it's tied up in. And we know there's so much more that goes into this. And we also know, you know, you said something there that I think is really important for people. When people are going through a divorce, it becomes all consuming as if it were the only thing they had going on in their lives. Yet life is life. divorce is just often, I've done episodes where people are going through illnesses when they are getting divorced. Their children are going through difficulties. Their parents have passed away. I mean, they go through these other major life transitions, and divorce yet sucks them out of being able to, you know, be dealing with everything that's going on in life because it becomes so all consuming and the support is so hard to find. Hello Divorce has brought everything together. I mean, you guys now under the umbrella of Hello Divorce, what's there?
So it's been a really tricky transition because, as you know, with legal, the process is different in every single state. And sometimes the procedure, so how you deliver the forms to the court, when you deliver, whether they are original signatures or fax signatures or email signatures or notarized, whether it's stapled or paperclip or hole punched. And of course, they can't just say whether they, how they want it. It's got to be called things like binding, which no one even understands or knows. All of those things can sometimes differ county to county and sometimes courthouse to courthouse. So what we've done is, while expanding geographically with our legal product, we've also begun to expand nationally with our, what we call Hello Next Chapter, our platform that helps with additional resources. One of the most popular products slash services that we offer now is actually fairly new. We introduced it at the end of 2023. It is called Home Split. So if you go to hellodivorce.com/home, we beta tested it at the end of 2023 to see if this would be something that people would be interested in, and had 7,200 people use it with very little marketing and advertising. So I think it has resonated. What it is a solution for people who are trying to figure out how to split their home equity. 82% of married couples own a home. That is wild to me. I had to read that stat three times. 100% of divorcing homeowners have to figure out what they're going to do with that home. And in the past, we usually think of it as an afterthought. You either sell and split the equity, or one spouse refinances the home and purchases the other spouse out. The problem is that that's not a viable solution for the vast majority of people. Most people don't know whether or not they can qualify for a refinance. And even if they did qualify, whether or not they can afford it in the moment, and whether or not it makes sense for them financially in the long term. So we built a three-step solution. The first step is to use a calculator that helps you estimate, because sometimes there's some legal nuances that we can also help you with, but estimate the amount of equity that you and your spouse each own in the house and what options you might qualify for, what options might be available to you in addition to a sale or a refinance. Sometimes there are other options out there, much more creative options. The second step is to hop on a call with a divorce real estate expert. So this is somebody who not only has spent 10, 20 years in the real estate or banking or lending industry, but they also understand divorce. They understand that you might need to include certain terms in your divorce agreement so that you can qualify for a refinance or a sale leaseback. And then the third step is to help you and your spouse get to that agreement and hand you off to one of our partners that offers the absolute best deal in your scenario, so that you can finish that transaction and wrap up your divorce. people can use this before their divorce, because many people don't want to start their divorce until they know what they're going to do with their home. They can use it during their divorce, whether they're working with us or working with lawyers or a mediator. Or sometimes people use it after their divorce, because what they figure out is that whatever term they have in their divorce judgment, they haven't been able to enforce, or what's the word I'm looking for, effectuate. That was a very long way of saying that the goal here is to get the best deal under the circumstances that works best for the family. 90% of the couples that use Hello Divorce, at least one spouse wants to stay in the home. So we want to see if that's possible for them financially. And if so, if it makes sense for that spouse financially, we want to make sure that we get the other spouse paid so that they can start their next chapter as well.
This is such an important component. To the listeners out there, you all, one of the most popular episodes of last year was with Tammy Wallensack, who is a certified divorce lending professional. She came back as well. So both of those episodes go more deeply into the topic of the house. But I'll link to those. But what I want you to note here is what Hello Divorce has done has brought all the pieces together for you. Because if you remember one of the things that Tammy told us, the sooner you start working on this issue, which is often one of the biggest, if not the biggest asset of the marriage, biggest issue of the divorce, the better. And then you've actually tied it up with a pretty bow because you help people actually carry it out, which we know is one of the big sticking points for a lot of people. They go through the whole divorce process. They come to an agreement on what they're going to do with the house. And then they haven't put anything in place to get that refinance done, or they don't get it done within the time frame they're supposed to, or all of the myriad things that can go wrong, and so often do. And so you've brought this, I think it's just positively brilliant, honestly. You've simplified it, you've made it easily accessible. These are tools, by the way, that people can work through, like that calculator, the parties can work through with that calculator. You don't need like a financial advisor sitting there leaning over your shoulder or doing it for you. It gets you started on this process all by yourselves. There's power in that, I think, as well. You said empowerment is part of your platform. I think that's a part of it. Hello, Divorce and Beyond family. I've got some exciting news because we have teamed up with Headspace to guide you toward better mental health. With Headspace's meditation, mindfulness tools, and mental health support, you're set for a journey to a happier, healthier you. And there's more, because if you sign up through our exclusive link, you'll enjoy 2 weeks of Headspace membership for free. So don't miss out on this opportunity to embrace your well-being. You can check out the show notes for the link, or just go to divorcebeyond.com/headspace-Susan, and you'll be able to start your path to peace and joy today. This is just one more way that we can support you on your journey to a better beyond. Stay tuned for more from legal tech innovator and divorce disruptor, Aaron Levine, to hear why the future of divorce is a Hello Divorce divorce.
You no longer have the pressure of trying to save the relationship. That marriage is done. Now the only thing you have to focus on is how can we transition into our next best chapter? And that's actually a lot easier when you have the right support behind you.
If you're enjoying this episode, be sure to check out last week's show with Marika Jinjin Kashvili as she shares her journey from an arranged marriage at 16 to being a divorced single mom of two at 21 to now the COO of a $2+ billion private equity fund. Her journey to financial independence will inspire you on your own journey beyond divorce.
Don't be in a mind where you have to depend on anyone. If there's anybody by your side and you do it together, or they want to be there for you and help you, beautiful. But always make sure that your finances and your capabilities and your talents are being used. And that's a really, really important thing.
And now we return to today's show.
We want everybody to make decisions with clarity and confidence. Too often people make decisions about their house because they feel forced into it. No lawyer knows what you're entitled to, and no individual banker knows what your best option is. They can help you decide whether you qualify for a particular loan, but they can't help you understand the myriad of options available and what might be the best deal for you under the circumstances. That's what we do best. None of this is out of pocket cost to the consumer. So upfront. So let me be transparent about how we get paid. The process, the calculator, the resources, we have a great Divorce in Your Home 32-page free download that helps you understand all of the terms, all of the different options available, what you can expect in the legal process. All of that kind of stuff is free, including the call with the real estate experts. If you end up using one of our partners, spoiler alert, one of them is Tammy. Tammy is very involved, very, very involved in home split. We absolutely love her. Our customers love her. If you read through some of our reviews, you will see her mentioned by name because she's so fantastic. If you end up using one of our partners that we've vetted, because as you know, there are some very predatory real estate companies out there, but one of our partners that we vetted, some of them, if that transaction closes, some of them pay our real estate subsidiary a commission to us directly. Doesn't come out of your pocket, but it's paid to us, to our brokerage. The only time you would pay us out of pocket is if you get to step three and you and your spouse need some extra help coming to an agreement. So you'd like to meet with one of our mediators, or you have your own lawyer and your lawyer wants to spend some time with us talking it through, or you'd like to meet with one of our financial advisors, or you'd like to use our software to do the legal paperwork, then of course that would be an extra expense. But I've never had anyone pay more than, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 out of pocket total for their divorce. So we're not talking about thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, wait a minute, right? You just heard the record scratch as everybody went out there and went, what?
Yeah.
What are you saying we would spend on the divorce? So we've talked about, you know, the exciting things, and I do want to get back to, because you've also mentioned having financial professionals and lawyers, et cetera. You have a lot of additional support, but let us talk about the savings, the monetary savings, because we know, right? We've been in this divorce world forever. We've been the attorneys on the receiving ends of those huge retainers and legal fees, checks. You know, that's how that world runs. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You just mentioned a rather low number. How does Hello Divorce help, and what can people expect around the cost of a Hello Divorce?
The average divorce at Hello Divorce is $1,500. That would be a divorce where the parties are able to come to an agreement on their own with our resources and calculators, our AI chatbot. And what it would include is, in addition to all of that, it would include software that automates all of the legal and financial logistics. And it brings in a divorce specialist who comes in and is a project manager, is going to look at all your forms, make sure that all of the documents have been filled out, T's are crossed, I's are dotted, going to coordinate signatures between you and your spouse, going to deal with the court directly by filing the documents, letting you know if the court has rejected it for any reason and needs an additional form. And then ultimately, when the judge signs off on it, make sure that you have in hand your divorce documents. Now, if you have a more complicated divorce, meaning you, which is about 19% of our customers, meaning you need some additional financial advice, you or your spouse want some legal advice, or you both want to meet with a mediator to work out the terms of your agreement, you can expect to spend between $2,500 and $4,500 total for both of you. We have had a rare occasion where both spouses total spent $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, but we're talking about a $5, $6, $7, $8 million estate where there were a lot of things contested. But in general, the average spend is $1,500. And that also includes many people who use our $400 product, which is just software only.
This is so significant because it's got to be blowing minds of my listeners out there because, you know, we're always talking about tens of thousands of dollars. Initial retainers to get an attorney is often in the $10,000, $20,000 range. And you're talking about numbers far below that. But you just said also you handled a multi-million. There's been, multimillionaires have chosen to do their divorce through Hello Divorce. I happen to know, we won't mention who, but well-known, perhaps celebrities or well-known people have chosen to get divorced through the Hello Divorce process. This is not just a discount divorce. This is full service divorce that's curated to what you need, is what I hear you saying, but it's much less expensive than your typical traditional attorney-driven hundreds of dollars an hour divorce process.
Right. It's not going to be the right fit for your entire divorce if both spouses or even one is determined to go to court for every little issue. But I also caution people that just because at the start of your divorce, you have a spouse who is saying they're going to take you to court for every little thing, doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. The same type of people who sat in my office, 10, 15 years ago, and had messy divorces where we litigated, are the same type of couples that now use our platform. They aren't necessarily happy with each other. There is absolutely conflict. Many of them are not coming to the platform with an agreement, but they are coming to the platform, at least one of them, with the goal of staying out of court and trying to approach this with the attitude of, minimizing the conflict as much as possible. And how you approach your divorce makes all the difference. Because most of the conflict that happens in divorce, at least from our experience, and now we have thousands of people who have gone through our process, most of the conflict comes from fear. Fear, and when you're scared, you do things that are really irrational. And the minute that conflict starts to really ramp up, that's when things happen. Like you lawyer up with the most aggressive attorney in town. Like you file a motion. Like you read something online that says you should cut your spouse off completely from finances or move out and take your children. So our entire process is designed to not just get your forms completed, but help you and your spouse have some wins along the way. So you're building trust where it's already been lost and you're starting yourselves on this next journey. You no longer have the pressure of trying to save the relationship. That marriage is done. Now, the only thing you have to focus on is how can we transition into our next best chapter? And that's actually a lot easier when you have the right support behind you.
Hello Divorce has the full cadre of professionals and other support, technical support. You've really brought it all under the Hello Divorce umbrella. So as you mentioned earlier, there are mediators that are available. There are attorneys. I think you call it a la carte, if people want to, a la carte timing. There are financial professionals that are available should you need this support. And I think that's important for people to know because, again, the first episode we did on this was the FYI on DIY divorce. I don't want to be misleading. It's not DIY if you don't want to do it DIY. If you need some support and help, it's all there with really well qualified and vetted professionals. Like if you're a Hello Divorce mediator, or you're coming in and you're Hello Divorce's, you know, financial professional, you know that you're working with somebody that is at Hello Divorce's level, which frankly, I'm going to tell you is top tier, right? These are the people you do want to be talking to.
We have so many amazing experts. It's true. And whether you use our experts or not, because you can still use our software and still use our other services and resources. I just encourage everyone to think about, first of all, what is keeping you up at night? What is it that is stressing you out the most? Start there. And also think about, like, who is best served? Like, who can serve me best on this issue? If it's a financial issue, you're probably best served working with a certified divorce financial analyst, at least setting a meeting with them. Maybe not a lawyer. If it's a legal issue, then let's talk to a lawyer. But we're no longer bound by having to pay a massive retainer and only work with one professional. We have options, which is really, really amazing and important. And unless there's an emergency, like a really big emergency, like your physical safety's at risk, like you've been cut off 100% from finances or your children, you will have time to make decisions. And so you can take this a step at a time and get the information that you need. One other observation that I have since the last time we met is that, you know, after now helping over 6,000 people, I can tell you that DIY is really, you know, not what the vast majority of people want. Just because people don't want to pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for a lawyer doesn't mean they don't want some support. And so while we offer DIY and we have lots of people who qualify for it and use it, there is support. It's something that, you know, we pride ourselves on doing really, really well, that it's okay to want and or need that extra support. It is a very complicated process. Even just taking out the emotion and the finances, the procedure and the like logistics, the bureaucracy of it all is hard.
See, I was going to say the red tape.
Yeah.
The red tape, everyone, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And depending on your state, some states are even worse.
Yeah.
So, well, and that's what I, you know, my listeners, again, they hear me hopefully every week if you guys are listening when every episode comes out. But I am always saying that, you know, how you start your divorce, the decisions you make in those early days of your divorce, when we know that you're very emotional, the emotions are highest very often right then. But those are the decisions that are going to sort of carry through your divorce and determine how that divorce is going to go. So in that moment in time, I think what Erin just said is so really critical for people to realize, is that it's not necessarily that you need to run out and hire the nastiest attorney that you can find as your first hire. I always say, and in fact, I know you have at Hello Divorce, that a divorce coach should often be your first hire because those emotions are so high and they can help you with it. And I think it's really, you know, notable that Hello Divorce, I think you are the only platform out there that acknowledges the value of divorce coaches and the other panoply of professionals. You know, it is a team sport. Divorce is a team sport, I think. You're the captain if you are the person going through the divorce, because frankly, you're the one who's going to go live the life after, the beyond after, but you want some good players on your team.
Yep, absolutely. And don't also let that scare you, because we are going to keep you moving forward. Like, we have a three-step process. We will keep you moving forward. You will get to a point where, okay, this feels a little confusing. This feels a little overwhelming. Here's a resource. If it still feels a little confusing or overwhelming, then at that point, it might make sense to use the platform to meet with a professional for 30 minutes or an hour. Your choice. There's never any pressure. But the goal is for the platform to be flexible enough to bring in who you need when you need it, so that you can keep the process moving and wrap up your divorce in 6 months or less. And I say 6 months because it's not going to happen overnight. You're unwinding your marriage that for our platform on average is 13 years. And so we have people that have been married a year or two, even a few months. And we just finalized a couple yesterday that had been married 24 years. But on average, we're talking 10 to 15 years. Most people have been married on our platform. So it's not going to happen overnight. Usually around, you know, five, six months that we're sort of like moving you along step by step.
But can I point out that that is an incredibly shortened time frame mm-hmm. from a litigated case? I mean, Aaron is a California practitioner. I practiced for a short time in California, but mostly in Connecticut. In Connecticut, it was like a year for a litigated divorce. If you got to a year, you knew a trial was right around the corner because they didn't let them go much further. California.
Yeah, it could be years. I know. I just wouldn't want to sit in uncertainty for that long. It's just not good for any of us. Yeah.
No, that horrible state of divorce limbo where you can't really live your life is, you know, it doesn't need to be that way. And so that really goes back to what this episode is about, everyone, is that what Hello Divorce has become through the hard work, determination, and vision of the woman sitting here with me has become a game changer, a true game changer for you to have a different divorce, to have an entirely different experience of what this transition in life is and can be, and will help you get to that beyond and have a better beyond, frankly, because you'll have more money, less stress, and less of what we know the negative repercussions of a horrible divorce experience are for you and notably for your children. That's really a huge part of why both of us are trying so hard to change the face of divorce.
Yeah, I would revise that to say that it started with me, but my team, their grit and skills, they've taken it so much farther than I ever thought this could go. And, you know, what we always say is, you know, our job won't be done, you know, until the entire $50 billion a year family law industry is disrupted and consumers no longer expect that divorce means lawyer up and fight, that they don't have to choose between staying in an unhappy or an unhealthy relationship or starting a war, and that they trust that there's a holistic supportive solution that's designed to help them transition into their next best chapter. And that's really what we're aiming for every day. And it's just such a privilege to get to talk to you about it. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining me. And I'm so glad, you know, this is really for me to be watching this from afar, to see the real sea change that you are making in, as you say, $50 billion industry that's built upon sort of a perpetuation of misery, mm-hmm. or it's not even a perpetuation of it. It grows it.
And inequality.
It exacerbates it. And inequality and truly, you know, a very difficult process that has grown into something that people, you just don't even understand how hard it is to disrupt something that is so entrenched like this. And so to have done what you have done and what you and your team have accomplished with Hello Divorce in 5 years is remarkable. And four years, well, mm-hmm. coming up on five, right? Mm-hmm. Just lets me know that I can't even wait to see where you're going to be 5 years from today and beyond. So let's tell everyone, not that it's difficult, let's tell everyone how to find Hello Divorce. And I bet you all can guess, but go ahead, tell them how to find it.
Yes, hellodivorce.com. You can chat with us online. It's real humans. And you can also schedule a free 15-minute call to learn about your options and, you know, whether or not we're a good fit for you and your spouse.
Well, do it. Just call them. Just ask. And if you have the home, the earlier you start looking at what your options are with the home, please, please, please don't cut off. It's so hard right now with the crazy interest rates and all. It's already a difficult, difficult, you know, area to be dealing with the issue in your divorce. You know, please go use the calculator. Please start going and checking things out. I truly think that's another game changer that you guys have come up with. So, Erin, it's always a pleasure. I'm so happy and so delighted to be watching your success and the success of Hello Divorce. I always knew that it was going to be something special. I knew you were something special. So it's wonderful to see.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today on the Divorce and Beyond podcast. I hope you found some information and inspiration to help you on this journey. Please join me every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for a new episode. And if you like the show, please take the time to subscribe and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also find more information on the website at divorceandbeyondpod.com, where you'll find links to the YouTube channel, transcripts of the episodes, and other bonus content. So I'll see you next week to help you move through your divorce and beyond.